Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Fellas Point of View podcast. We are here again. It's another week, and we've made it. We thank God. Y'all know what to do right now. Share this podcast. Don't keep it to yourself. Share, all that. And you know, if you hit us up on Apple, we will give you a shout out. So make sure you follow and subscribe on Apple. Follow us on Instagram. Get a part of the conversations. You never know who's going to respond to you on the Instagram. So you never know what it's going to be like. Social distance. Do all of that stuff. Please stay safe, because we would like to be out by the end of summer. We would like to be out in the world again. So keep your asses in the goddamn house and let us come out. So there we have it. The fellas are here. We're going to start. Lamont is here. Say hi to the folks, Lamont.
Good evening, everyone. Greetings and salutations, as Christopher Terrence Jones usually says. Yeah. Thank you for staying safe, and thank you for sharing the fellas' point of view.
Fernando is here. Yes, he is. Woo!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. We're so glad you share, and share it some more.
And tonight we have a special guest with us as our co-host. Y'all know we are looking for a person to fill our fourth seat. So we are having co-hosts, and we have an amazing friend of mine that is in the building on this evening, and he is here with us. And we just gonna let him he's a virgin to podcasting, but baby, we gonna turn him out and show him the real world tonight. You guys say hello to Brandon.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Yeah. Stay in the house. Wash your hands. Wear your mask.
That's it.
Maxine Waters says stay your ass at home. That's what mom said.
Well, we kind of got to stay in California now. Now, I can't say that for Georgia and Texas. Them motherfuckers.
Child. They numbers is right back to the same number before.
Yeah.
they
as it should be.
Nobody's coordination.
I ain't seen no mask on any TV channel I've been watching.
No TV channel. Nothing.
Well, the mask get in the way with them hoes that's over there trying to suck dick, so they can't wear no damn mask.
No, they can put. Wait a minute. They can pull it up.
Yeah, they can pull it up.
Like you may want to ask a woman who wears a full burqa how she makes it work.
I can't stand Lamont. I really can't stand Lamont.
They can just pull it up just like that. Just
I'm telling you, like a veil. Mind.
If you y'all can see this at home, Lamont is. I can't with y'all.
No, like, baby.
They know what to do. Just cover your nose so it doesn't go up your nose. It's a respiratory.
Fucking with a mask on.
Lord, that's why you're supposed to be not doing that kind of stuff. Keep your ass in the house. That's what you
well,
did.
You know, in the South, you know, they so indignant, and they think if they say on the blood of Jesus, everything just magically has a UV light go over it. I'm like, yeah, like you can get a UV light and say in the name of Jesus at the same time, but you can't do one or the other.
Just right.
Like, you've got, in the name of Jesus, I swipe this actual scientifically proven UV light over this stuff, and this Lysol, and these wipes, and this Clorox, and, like, and what, yeah, no. If I'm at church, I don't have to shake my neighbor's hand. You need to get the fuck away from me.
You don't have to turn to nobody but Jesus.
Exactly. I said, I can look up for this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the only neighbor I need. You can go ahead and keep that wine and cracker to yourself.
Well, you can do like that man, the priest that had the water gun, and he was squirting the people with the water gun. You can go to communion that way. You drive by and he squirts you with some holy water for the game. Ping, 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 ping.
Why in name of Jesus is that like even okay?
It's not okay. Oh, it's not okay.
It just tells you the stupidity.
That was a hot mess.
And a lack of education, understanding that people just willing to be a damn fool than to know better.
Wow. So let's roll on. Let's roll on. We got some good stuff in for the show for y'all.
Oh, I do have something to add at honorable mentions, so just let me know when you want me to add it.
Okay. So, in honorable mentions, I saw this. It was in the New York Times, and Nita Pippins passed away at the age of 93. And most of you, if you're young, you really won't know about Nita Pippins. I'm just trying to see. Y'all know I jack up people's names. I say that all the time. I jack them up, baby. But her son contracted HIV and died in the 80s. And she received a call from her son that I'm in the bed, I can't get out, and it's time. And she picked up, moved from Pensacola, Florida, and she was only going to New York to take care of her son. She was a retired nurse. So she went there and ended up, she was only supposed to stay there. She ended up falling in love with his friends and all of that. And she stayed there and she became an activist for the HIV fight and for the LGBT community for many, many, many years. And she would be there when families would find out that their children had AIDS, and she would call them, she would pick them up at the Port Authority, and she would take them out to dinner and explain the HIV process to them. And so we have to give her kudos for that, because in the 80s, when you told your family you had AIDS, they said, bye, I don't own you no more. Peace out, see you on the flip side, you have been disowned.
We're praying for you.
Real talk.
Praying for you. Whoever the call, you get that out of you, get that demon out of you.
Yeah, and that's right.
Like, and ma'am, that was one thing black folks and white folks and every color in between
had in common. Yes. Yep. They may not have liked each other for everything else, but they sure had that in common.
They sure did.
And oftentimes they got rid of, they kicked you out when they found out you were gay. Not a disease.
Yes.
Go ahead, sorry.
All right, go ahead.
I was like, isn't it funny how time and history tells us so much differently? You know, like how we looked at the AIDS virus now compared, you know, in contrast to, the coronavirus and the feelings we have around it and the helplessness and hopelessness that we have around it. It's interesting, you know, a lot of my friends that I've talked to that are positive. They were like, you know, as much as I am really, you know, as nervous and scared and have anxiety about the coronavirus, I can't help but think about how people treated me when I was positive in the 80s.
Right.
And how I was looked at and treated and how people looked at me. And what it really boils down to, and this is how I look at it. I tell you guys this all the time. I was like, people show you at who they are at the front door. And when people behave in that kind of way, that's all they're doing is showing you their damage. They're showing you their lack of understanding. They're showing you their ignorance. They're showing you everything that they think they're not showing you. It's like, oh yeah, I know, but like, you don't though. Like being like gay is not a way of being as much as it is, it's a way of existing. And I was like, this is not a new thing. This wasn't an AIDS thing. That was there before. And if you knew history, if you actually paid attention in class, academics is your friend. You know, if you paid attention in class, you knew that, you know, in our history books, there were homosexuals way before the word of Jesus, actually. So if you knew your history, you would know better, as well as if you knew your history about HIV and AIDS.
They don't read. You're talking about people that don't read.
Well, like, I'm talking about in how it contrasts to this point in time. Like,
right, but what I'm saying is, you know, people don't read no history. These hoes don't read. They ain't loyal.
Right, but in the age of
information. Read? What is that?
But, like, in the age of information, I think that there's a lot more of us that our instinct is to actually try to know better before we act upon it. Like, even though, like, in our greater society, we see most of the people showing their ass on TV. But that's not, you know, how everybody is, as we know. So I'm like, I think about, like, you know, Nita Pippins, like, you know, stepping outside herself to help someone outside of her own self, and what that must have meant for her, just to, you know, just the standing understanding. Then, like, just to understand struggle is struggle, pain is pain, and help is help. And I think that kind of goes in contrast with, you know, how we're, you know, the same thing, the same conversation we have with Corona. Help is help. Pain is pain. Struggle is struggle. I don't care how old you are, how, what color you are, or how money, how much money you have. It's hidden all of us. So I think that is a good time to reflect upon that as we think about, you know, people like Nina.
That's true. And so she was a tireless volunteer too, that people need to know, for the Miracle House. And Miracle
Pioneer. Nothing but a pioneer.
It's a pioneer. It's a charity that houses people whose children have HIV when they come to New York, so that you don't have to pay for a hotel. They provide housing for the family. And that's a major thing in our community that most people just don't understand, that there are so many things that happen behind the scenes. Because you think your family get it and you just come here and you're going to pay it. That hotel bill will get high. You trying to stay somewhere for 2 or 3 months in a hotel.
Well, I think this is a good case study for how we're navigating through this pandemic, because I'm pretty sure that a lot of communities are implementing a lot of things that were learned and taught through the AIDS pandemic. Right. And so I think a lot of these practices that we've had then, like a lot of the great American public has to kind of lean on us for direction of how to navigate through this, because it's not going away, much like AIDS. So there's going to be need for houses and sanctuary, and you know, like think of people who died that couldn't even say goodbye to their children, much like the AIDS, pandemic. You know, how many people who were kicked out of their homes because, you know, are what they had. I mean, even though this is not a social thing, like with Corona, I mean, it's very much the same settlement. What happens if you have the Corona and you have to leave your home? Where do you go?
But isn't it ironic how it kind of mirrors AIDS? It's weird. I mean, it's like, I wonder how the world is going to be, you know, once we get to another norm, so to speak. It's like, you know, when the AIDS pandemic happened, you know, nobody knew where it came from. They kind of had an idea. Then they finally found out where it came from. And then they figured, oh, it must be a gay disease, and it ended up being a regular disease. And people didn't want to be around people with it. People didn't want to shake the people's hands. People wanted to walk away. People had to go in the isolation. I mean, isn't it how ironic that coronavirus is being treated the same way? The
same way.
Yep. Now, everybody in every facet, in every genre, in every sexual orientation has to deal with what we dealt with. Yeah. And, with that particular disease.
It's sad to say that she passed away from the coronavirus. That's what took her out of here on, she passed away from that on May 10th. So,
you know the hard ironic thing of this is that the first actual, treatment that came from the same facility as the company who produces the treatment for Truvada and HIV treatment.
Yeah.
Same company.
Yeah.
Actually built drugs for our viability, for our lives. And isn't it funny? They're the same company that's creating drugs to save everybody else's lives when nobody was trying to create anything for our asses.
How ironic.
How ironic. Thank you, Gilead.
Yeah, thank you, Gilead. Right. In other honorable mentions, we lost WWE star Shad. I'm gonna jack it up. Gaspard,
yes, sir.
Got it right.
And I got it right. Gaspard.
Yay! Yeah. Woo! Yay. The crowd is clapping.
Yes. I got it right for the first time.
I got. Write this date down, y'all.
Yeah, write it down, baby, because we don't know when it happened again. But he was out swimming with his son, and unfortunately, the current picked up and whatever, and he made sure that his son got back, but the tide took him out. And they
found today.
His body the other day. So that's our prayers go out to that, to his family and his 10-year-old son, because that's got to be traumatic. I wouldn't even want to be in the water again.
I mean, oh yeah, he. I mean, I'm quite sure that little boy is going to be traumatized for the rest of his life. And you know, the lifeguard said the first thing that he said, the father said, was save my son. And then he got whipped by another current wave, and that was the last time they seen him. And so, that's tragic. It's just tragic. But I'm trying to figure out what the hell were you doing in the nasty ass waters of Venice Beach in the first place. I live here and I don't get in them damn waters.
Nasty.
That's like going to Galveston.
That's like going right. into Alameda Beach water.
Right.
Oh, Alameda is nasty. Ooh, that's really nasty.
Okay, well then there it is. Now y'all know what I'm talking about. So I don't know. I don't care how happy you was to be out in the sun. And
that's more like filtered sewer water.
Yeah, yeah. You see a little bit of everything from condoms to seaweed in Venice Beach water.
You're like, is that a jellyfish? No, baby, that's latex.
No, baby, that's a magnum.
That's a magnum. That's not a jellyfish.
No, that's a head. That's a head.
But wait a minute, some of them didn't even need the Magnum. They bought it and didn't. Ooh, did I say that?
Oh, it, yes, you did.
Them motherfuckers.
Them motherfuckers. Let me stop that. We're in honorable mentions. I'm supposed to be good in honorable mentions. I'm supposed to be good.
But no. You know, his wife was saying what a magical soul he was. And some of his neighbors said that he would give his last dollar if they ever told him that, you know, they were in need or anything like that. So, and I kind of remember him from wrestling a little bit because my grandfather used to love wrestling. So I kind of remember him and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, he was fine.
I did too.
What a loss.
Sorry, don't know.
You know, it's said that we're defined by our last act. And, you know,
he rounded up when Hulk Hogan was there. Is that when he was
there? Yeah, I was about to say Hulk Hogan.
That's when I watched.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan, The Rock, he was around in wrestling about that particular time.
Yeah. And as I was saying, I think most of us, would like to be defined or known for our last act in this world. And, at least his last act in this world was to preserve the life of his own.
Yes, it was.
Amazing.
It defines exactly what kind of man he was and who he wanted to be as a child.
It's been a rough week this week. This has been something. So, unfortunately, once again, we lost another transgender, was killed. Nina Pope was killed and was murdered. Another transgender woman just gone down. And Joseph Cannon, you was arrested. We're going to tell your name. Nina Pope was 28 years old, and Joseph Cannon was 40 years old. And so he has been arrested on suspicion of stabbing her to death in her apartment on May the 4th. Look.
Wow.
That's personal.
I hope they throw the book at his ass.
Yes.
Period.
Gotta stop.
This has got to stop. I mean, this God. This
one, the 10th one of 2020. Why? Yeah. Look, so you transgenders out there, let me say this one, and then I'm gonna be grandpa for y'all right now. Please stop playing with these men and not telling them your sexuality and telling them.
Yeah, please
tell your truth, because you never know what's gonna happen when that person turns, that psycho side of them comes out, when they find out that you're not what they thought you were. Now, there's plenty out there.
Especially about these websites with no picture. That's another thing, these dating apps.
That's it, on the dating app. And there's plenty of transgenders out there who live their truth. They walk in their truth, and I'm proud of them for living that. But those out there that you feel like you don't want to tell the man, this is what happens. Yeah. And we don't need to lose another one of you because you cannot tell somebody up front. Stop playing with these boys that they go psycho. That's all they know how to do.
But my thing is, what if they do tell them up front and they want to still hurt? That's another thing too. But you know how they can play with it.
But at what point up front did you tell them? Did you tell them when you're having an initial conversation, or did you tell them when they came to your house for a hookup?
For instance, when I had that initial conversation that I am a man, and they be like, oh, I'm cool with that. But they come over, and the next thing you know, bam.
See, if you had it at the initial conversation and you talked about it then, that's fine. But if you wait till somebody is at your door and then you decide that you want to tell them when they're thinking it's something totally different and they're standing at your door, they're going to be triggered. And you don't know what psychosis inside of their head is going to make them flip and want to be like, I'm going to stab this bitch.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's not a psychological understanding or vocabulary for men and women to understand many aspects of their lives. And unfortunately, we are a product of the stories that we invest in. And unfortunately, we have invested in stories that have not benefited our community. Right. And so, you know, I agree with you guys. You know, I think that you know, part of being, you know, who you are is to be true to who you are, in every sense of the word, and to understand that as much as your world feels so large, it is very small in comparison to the rest of the world. And so when you feel like that, you don't have any opportunities for people to love and want you as you stand and as you are, believe and know there is someone's many that wants you exactly the way you are and is going to appreciate you being honest for who you are, how you show up in the world.
From the jump.
You know, and exactly. That was something I learned. Like, I wouldn't have understood that coming from a boy from Lafayette, Louisiana, in comparison to, you know, what I've learned and understand now being in San Francisco. So, like, you know, my vocabulary has, you know, was learned and whatnot. It's unfortunately society just did not prepare anybody to understand the feelings that they have, because there are men who are heterosexual, but they do, you know, but they don't have a vocabulary or understanding to why they're attracted to transgender women. And their lack of understanding does conflict with what society says. So we have a lot of, like, you know, there's a bigger conversation here.
But yeah, that's a whole nother.
Like, we have a lot. I'll say this to say we have a long ways to go. Right. And the best thing you can do is to be honest and true to die who you are. Because the good thing about being who you are in 2020 is that you have allies. No matter how big or small your world is, you know, just reach out and someone will grab your hand.
Right. Lamont, you have
something? I mean, there's a lot of people that I know years ago that they were actually looking for transgenders. Actually, that's what they gravitated to. That's what they wanted. You know, I guess the presumption was they give the appearance of a woman and then they know what they get when they get in the bedroom. That's the only thing I can think of.
It's not uncommon. I know plenty of men who enjoy, you know, transgenders.
Right.
You know, and that's their own sexual articulation. Like, that's the recipe in their head that works for them. But unfortunately, society has told them that the uniform in which you interact with sex and sexuality looks like this, and anything outside that uniform doesn't make sense. We don't understand it. So therefore, we throw it in the garbage can. Like, it's hell. It's sin. It's this. And unfortunately, that was just basically, in translation, it's like, I'm not an adult enough to have a vocabulary for this because I don't understand it. So I'm gonna say all this bullshit about it. That's basically right. What people say. Mm-hmm. You know? Because if you notice, people have a little more evolved sense of self when you get older. Like, and I'm learning through my grandparents. Like, your filter becomes less and less. And
we ain't going.
And how they receive things becomes more open because they lived a whole lot more life. And they look at you like, oh, baby, I knew that. I've been knowing that since you got the womb, girl. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead and get my purse and don't put it on.
I'm not talking anymore.
Lamont, we love you, Granny.
Right.
Oh, God, don't get my purse.
Yeah, go get my purse and don't put it on.
Lamont, you got something for honorable mentions.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say happy birthday to Cher. She turned 74 yesterday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sorry,
May 20th, Mama played. You know, she turned 74, and she had a social distancing party with only 10 people and a cake.
Hey. So, oh, what's that?
All right.
And she can still do a 3-minute plank.
Right.
Yep.
74.
She said it on stage one night.
74. Mama is 74. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. She looks good.
Amen.
Every bit of time has been turned back on her body.
That's some good work.
All I see is Jack from Will and Grace singing. That's all I see is Jack from Will and Grace, baby.
I have that saved on DVR. I love that episode.
I am pretty sure as Cher doing whatever work she does with her body, she's singing the song, If I Can Turn Back Time.
No, she has turned back time.
She has turned back time. But she don't look so damn 74.
No.
No.
Hell, it's some of us look older than her.
I know.
Fortunately, not me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Isn't he a keeper?
He's a keeper.
He is.
Yes.
Look at this glow. You know how hard it is to get this motherfucking glow?
Right. It's all natural.
Oh, yes.
All natural.
There was never a day. Like, there was one thing about getting older. Being a black person, that I appreciate my blackness more and more and more by each year. Like, because I remember once upon a time, a little boy in me did not feel that way. And now I look at all my baby pictures up until I was like, damn, look at that melanin bitch.
Hell, Lamont just had a birthday. He just celebrated.
Thank the Lord for 49 years on this earth.
Bless God.
Yes, we birthday sisters.
Forgive me if I gloat, but hell, I buried some people at 29 and 39.
Let's read Fernando right quick because we didn't get invited to the goddamn Zoom virtual party.
Oh, yes, y'all did.
Where was the link?
I sure did spell a link.
That's why I didn't say anything. Nando, I got tied up, baby. That's why I wasn't there.
Yep, I sure did. I sure did send the link out. Yep.
He sent the link. I got it.
Link?
Yep.
Yep.
I never saw the link.
Yep, you missed that.
Oops, I never saw no link.
We had singers on there singing happy birthday. My grandfather brought out the brown liquor for y'all. My grandmother, too. She came up and put her good wig on for you. My child, it was a whole tobacco. I'll send you the video. I recorded it.
I'm sorry, I did not see the link. Oh my God.
Gay all the time. You could have saw Manuel and, you know, him in his booty shorts and, you know.
Hi. I feel bad that I missed it because I was planning on being there. And next thing I know, shit, life happens.
Right, child. Like, because I was trying to go to your birthday, and that was your birthday, and that's when I had a very senior moment with my body.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I really did miss it because I never saw the link. And it's starting to cook. Yeah,
it's okay. I only
y'all know I'm doing 5,000 things tonight. I'm cooking a steak, so they looking at me crazy when I jump away from the camera and I'm running in the kitchen to make sure my steak is doing well in said oven tonight because I'm double duty in tonight.
But all right, for the steak, you better be domestic tonight.
Go ahead.
I want to know what Mr. Brandy got over there in that red cup that he drinking that y'all can't see at home.
It goes along with the puffing. Sure.
Is that lean?
What's in that red cup?
Is that lean?
It ain't no. Yeah, it's lean. It's tequila. Tequila.
Oh, tequila. I got a bottle of tequila in my house right now that I can send you. Because, you know, I don't drink tequila.
Well, bring it over.
Y'all,
I needed tequila the other day. I ran out making margaritas for Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cursing. Yeah, you know that ain't my thing. They talked about me last night on the other show because I was on the live and I was drinking mimosas at 8 o'clock at night.
Ain't nothing wrong with mimosas. Mimosas are good. I was drinking them all day Sunday. Them things are delicious.
Bitch, I was like, bitch, you drink a screwdriver at night. Shit, why not mimosa? Just change.
Oh, that's right. People do drink screwdrivers at night.
Exactly. Just switch the liquors out.
That's true too. Well, hell, I didn't feel bad anyway.
Don't feel bad.
And honey, I was drinking Chandon, so I wasn't drinking no Kingston. I'm drinking real champagne.
Let me tell y'all what I did.
Yesterday I was updating my my profile on the on Chandon, and my ass set up there and was trying to adjust what my shipment was coming, what bottles I wanted. And I said, oh, I just drunk this bottle. Let me order two more of these so that I make sure I can replace what I just drunk and then have an extra one. Well, my shipment wasn't supposed to go out until June 1st because that was my next shipment. Somehow my damn ass hit that button, place order. And when I got through, my card said, ding, $155. They had discharged my card yesterday. I was like, did I just do this?
Yeah, you did.
Baby, in the corona, they charge you quick. They charge you now.
Oh, baby, it charged to me now. My card went ding. I heard the phone go ding.
Baby, the merchant.
Well, at least it went ding.
Time. Because, you know, sometimes they be having, like, them technical delays and shit.
It wasn't technical delay yesterday, baby. That's
there are no delays in the corona. That is one thing I noticed, y'all. Like, everything has been on time. The bill collectors have been on time. Every bill system, computer.
They early. What do you mean on time?
Baby. Like, all the notifications are early. I'm like...
Well, I got 6 bottles of champagne coming that'll be here, I guess, in a couple of days. Lord help me, Jesus.
My shipments have been on time and on the ready. Look what Brown can do for you. See, I'm telling you about Melodyn because shout out to all the workers out there.
Well,
you
know, I didn't need it.
Also, people of color shipping our shit out.
I didn't need that shipment to come because I just dug up under the bed. I did one half side pulling the wine out because I told y'all I ordered a brand new bedroom set. So I got all this new furniture coming. So I had to move all my wine and champagne from up under the damn bed. So my closet looks like a tornado. I'm having issues. I got to take all this stuff out the room.
Well, you know what? Thank your brown workers.
Oh, no, I'm thanking you for that one. I'm thanking for that. Look, y'all at home, I'm thanking Fernando for that one because my bedroom set came from this store and Progressive. That Progressive, baby. Don't you? There's something about that.
Didn't I tell you come on time?
Y'all at home, we were talking about, I don't know if we were talking online on the show, but Fernando was telling us about Progressive and I purchased a laptop through Progressive, so I got me a brand new MacBook. Then he was telling us about it. I don't know if we were online or offline, but baby, I hit them
up. It was offline, I think.
I hit them up, and I had saw this bedroom set, and I was like, oh, I like this. Come to find out, they cover that store. I ordered that bad boy within all of 3 minutes, signed my documents, and that bad boy is shipped out, and it'll be here next week.
Baby, you can get your whole life in order through Progressive.
Get my whole life together, baby, and
if you
pay a bitch
with some bad credit or some questionable credit or just the credit who's just like, ooh, girl, not today.
Hello, we're not sponsored by Progressive yet.
Sorry, I'm sorry. We just got that was a sidebar. I just had to talk about
that's always a sidebar.
That was a long ass sidebar.
Hey, Progressive, you could sponsor us. But I mean,
but this is quick as we're able to get sponsorship by Progressive, we will be putting up your information on our pages.
Baby, if you want to soundbite us, bitch, and hashtag us, please hashtag us, and we'll pre-record this, bitch, for you. I got playback. Okay.
Then we're moving. We're moving. Let's go on in the hot topics. Ooh, let's go on in the hot topics. Right.
Speaking of sponsorships and shit, Wendy Williams.
Oh, I can't. So, you guys.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about that. So, we're going to breeze through Wendy, but we do have to say something. Wendy is taking for you Wendy fans at home, she is taking a hiatus due to the symptoms from her Graves' disease. So, she is going to be taking a break, and right now she is out, I guess, this week or next week, and they're running reruns. So, we're just praying for her to get better.
Yeah. We're praying for her, but she should have took a hiatus when she fell out on Halloween on live TV.
She did take a hiatus.
Well, she took one then.
She did?
Yeah, she took a couple of days. Well, actually, she took a week off. But the thing is, I mean, Graves' disease is nothing to play with. So I'm really surprised that she's doing her damn show. She is a trooper. That bitch has done her show with a broken shoulder. She has done her show with her inflamed legs. She done did her show when she could barely walk. She get they just all of a sudden she's sitting in the chair. I mean, that is a trooper. Like, I'm sorry. Like, hater or lover, she's a trooper.
For a good couple seasons, she was wearing high heels when it didn't even feel good. Feel good.
Yeah, I know. But why does? Yeah, that's true. But
like as much as people don't feel some kind of way about her, this bitch has powered through a whole lot of shit. That at her core, she is a very appreciative ass black woman. She understands like there's not many like me who gets a show on this kind of slot at this moment and have this many things. Like that's so. True. So you know what, bitch? I don't know when the next black girl's gonna be on this damn network. So you know what? I'm gonna show up on a broken leg, a fucked up shoulder, a busted lip, a back eye. She showed the hell up. So say what you want to about Wendy Williams. That bitch shows the fuck up.
Yeah.
He did. She did. She showed the fuck up. And she may talk. She is in the business of talking about people, but the bitch showed up to talk about it.
Well, we want to send our prayers to her. Because she likes
his praying for you, Wendy.
We praying for you. Get better, baby, because I love you.
Come back when you get better.
How you doing?
How you doing?
There you go. Now, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Vogue is making a comeback, baby. Madonna said, Vogue. Woo! Let your body move with
Madonna look good. I don't care.
She does.
She looks good.
Right.
She does.
Still to this day, that's what a good plastic surgeon would do.
Like a virgin touch for the very first time. Yeah.
You know what, baby? You know, good and well, she a good old classic Buick under there, though.
Yeah.
Like she, I've seen her Instagram where she had her grandma moments like, baby, this is all this makeup and spandex and shit and glue, hot glue gun and shit. It's like she glued together by this point.
Yeah.
So the goal is to be legendary, honey.
Fuck, there's
a new show coming out on HBO. It is a Vogue competition, and it is going to be jaw-dropping. So are y'all ready for another Vogue competition? Are y'all ready? I will say this. I think after the success of Pose, this is why we're getting another show, because Pose is a phenomenal success. It is a major groundbreaking success. So HBO said, well, let's capitalize on this too. Let us get some coins off of this too.
But I mean, looking at the preview, doesn't it look just like Pose? I mean, the whole layout of the room, the whole judging.
It's pretty situation. Much the standard room though.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, I mean,
both ballrooms are exactly usually the same. They take
it's an iconic format. It's a very standardized format, but it is styled very much like the TV show.
It's very exactly style. And I'm like,
y'all trying too hard. Y'all need to.
But I'll give them props that the main prize is $100,000.
Now that's the only thing they got on Pose.
Yeah.
And they're giving away a big ass prize.
Pretty much.
Because Pose ain't giving you the $100,000
a bit. Hell no. They need $100,000 to stay in production.
You know what though? They need to move their ass over to Amazon. I bet you they get some more money. Because a little sidebar, y'all people making the cut with Heidi Klum and what's the name? Because they left Lifetime and Project Runway and now they're on Amazon. Because the cash, do you know what the cash prize is? $1 million.
Oh, well, we all know Amazon, the man is about to become the first trillionaire in the United States.
Well, I'm saying, if you want a competition where you're gonna see some bitch cut a bitch and fucking shoot a bitch in the street, go to Amazon and offer them $1 million.
Oh, Lord.
I wanna see what a bitch do for $1 million.
I can't.
Oh, no, better yet, a bunch of queens.
A bunch of queens.
Yes.
Hey.
But yes. I mean, the only thing about, I mean, the show, I mean, I've seen people that had beards and lace fronts and all that still going on. It's like, they ain't really completely done up like a woman. They actually, you know, I'm like.
He said beards and lace fronts.
Right. So I don't know if that's a category or what the hell was going on.
Donito. Which one? Donito, like that dude, Donito.
So that's Butch Femme. That would be Butch Femme.
Category is Butch Femme.
That would be Butch Femme. That's
well. I told my friend I'm about to get acrylic nails. So how about the boys now wear acrylic nails?
You about to get acrylic nails?
No, I'm about to get wrong acrylic nails.
You know what? A bitch who's like, y'all know what? Come for me in the and now and later or whenever or in the streets. Look, bitch. Like a bitch with some long ass nails ain't getting it right in bed. like you can't be getting it that damn good with them fucking nails. Like, especially as a motherfucking dude, you can't put your fingers in your jerk real well. You can't even grab some booty real well. You can't do nothing. Like, what the fuck are you doing in there? As a matter of fact, who the fuck wants you touching them with them long ass nails that you had all the crust of last night on your nails? You know, cocaine and
say that again. Cocaine.
What the food that you ate at the bar.
What that the is hell? It right there. That is it right there.
My God. Okay.
Not for fucking nothing. I'm like, bitch, look, I don't even give a care if you a power bottom. Bitch, with them nails, what are you doing? How you spread your cheeks?
Okay.
With them nails.
With those nails. With some acrylics.
Do you hear me? And then when you go back and feel on, you say, why you got chocolate on the finger? No. That's not chocolate, Fee. I had a fun night last night.
You won't come back home.
Just do my feel.
You won't make a lie.
You want short? No, I want long.
You want that long? You want long?
Your long nail has shit. Y'all your long nail has shit on it.
Y'all are.
Why that brown color? No brown color next time. No brown color next time.
I'm talking to y'all. Y'all all on punishment. Y'all. All the three boxes that I look at on this Zoom, y'all all on timeout.
But you know, it is all the way 100 true though.
Yeah, so. Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, kudos to HBO for jumping on into this thing, and kudos to bringing more light to the community. That's it's yeah. Always a plus. Yes.
Good old HBO. Woo, woo, woo.
So,
at the end of the day, it's about how much money can you bank, bitch.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I wonder what their objective is with this show, though. I wonder.
Make some money.
I know that, but I mean, I'm wondering, are they trying to get? I mean, because you know, HBO had what was. That queer folks.
But you know,
are they trying to target our black community with this show?
Yes, there's money to be made in our community, and they know that there's money to be made. But the sad part is, our people who sit in power that write and do these type of shows, they won't make shows that feature us because they don't want to see black gay men having shows that are doing better. Because they already see that RuPaul's Drag Race is doing better than all these other shows out there.
And winning Emmys.
Yeah. So they don't want us to be at the forefront. But look what happened. You didn't want it. And now Pose is out there as the front runner.
We literally resurrected, not for nothing, literally resurrected somebody's career.
Yeah. Because, honey, we can run a show. We know how to run a show. And we can be front runners and show y'all how to do it.
Like
those is horrible.
That was one thing for his name just escaped me. Yeah,
Billy Porter?
Yes. Like he was that man that said, you know what, y'all? Just pass me the motherfucking microphone. I'm going to show you how to do it. Like, he ain't never changed his spots or changed his colors, you know, from before to now. Like, even I looked at his Instagram is a lot more colorful now, but he was that man who was like, he's just waiting for somebody to pass him the damn microphone. He was ready. He was ready to give you his all, his everything. And right. He always was able to do that.
Like, yeah, and when you're, and when you're comfortable in your skin, you can do that.
Exactly. And I think that's the little bit of open window with this new show Vogue, is that we're going to hopefully hear some more from black gay writers who will talk and write for the voices that don't get heard, for the narratives and the ideas of cultures and communities and stories that resonate with today and not yesterday or whatever fantasy some of the bullshit writer wants to create.
Right.
Like, because if I see another, like, I don't need to be not for none. I don't need to be seen looking. Looking. Mm-mm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like. Yeah.
So, child, and in other news, y'all know it's always some stuff in Hot Topics, baby. We come up with some stuff. Get this. Y'all know Hawaii is on lockdown. And I felt so embarrassed when I saw the story. I said, please let it not be us, Jesus. Please let it not be us. The entire beach is empty. The whole entire goddamn beach is empty. And you out here on the goddamn beach taking pictures. And it had to be a black man, Jesus.
Of course.
Of course. What you think?
I said, why us this
time? And he didn't have no mask on, probably.
Because we're defined as fuck. Y'all be like, so I'm going to do it. Fight me.
So in Ojai, Hawaii, Tariq Peters was arrested, honey, for being on a beach that's quarantined, shelter in place. Why was your ass in Hawaii in the first goddamn place? Let's start there.
Number one.
Well, did you hear about the pastor that was praying on the people that had the coronavirus? And he said he was the prophet and he was healing them, and he was found dead in his house, and he had the coronavirus.
Choices. Right.
Exactly. Now, the sad part about this.
What?
Right. The sad part is you got a black mama. Your black mama came out and showed that she was a black mama. She gave no sympathy for your action. You got arrested. She had no sympathy, no nothing.
None.
Put his
ass. Because she wants his ass. Don't do that. And don't you go out there. Because mama don't got nothing to say when you get your ass called.
Right. Don't call me.
These are her words. He had no business going there. The rules are all over. I told him not to travel. I told him not to go. I told him to cancel all his vacation plans because he knows what's going on in America and all over. And she said,
see, that's a prayer woman.
In jail, because where am I getting $4,000 from? Leave his ass in jail.
Who got time for it?
There's a prayer woman. We're trying to hold on to our money. We don't got $4,000 to be nobody out of jail.
Baby, look,
I'm trying to hold on to my money. But really, I got
the way she look at it, if you in jail, you can't go. You can't get nobody's corona.
Why the hell?
Exactly. Three hots in a cop. But then again, there's some cities that they're passing along to each other in the prison.
That's true. Yeah.
Remember we talked about Indiana with the one from when Ellen was saying it was like the virus was like being in jail and 96% of the people or 92% of the inmates had the virus.
All right.
And will be the last people to ever get a vaccine.
Last.
Especially if any one of those prisons is owned by white folks.
So you damn black people.
Like compassion is an afterthought.
Ain't no prison. Compassion, because they're going to put
black
your
black people, cover. Stay at home. Stay your ass in the house.
So
stay
you don't want to be in no jail where corona is going to be right in your crosshair.
Child, I don't even understand. You was that desperate to be on the beach. You was that desperate to be on the
maybe
beach.
You could have got on the beach on your phone.
Because you got a $4,000.
He could have went to the beach in his bathroom and warmed some water in his bathtub.
Right, bitch. Like, ain't nothing more hot water in the tub and a block can solve.
Why are they so fucking hard-headed? They know people are dying off this stuff. People are dying. This is really serious.
You know what? To be honest, now in sidebar news, like, have you guys heard Jamaica is actually having a great recovery from the coronavirus pandemic.
They're having what?
Global numbers.
Oh. Well, kudos to them.
You know why? Because they got that stay in the house weed.
Lord. Not only that, I don't think too many Asians have gone down there.
Well, you never know, though, baby. Shoot.
Because according to the Orange President, this is a Chinese disease.
Yeah, it's a Chinese disease because the Chinese brought it over here.
That's what that orange man say.
That's what that yam said, 45.
Number 45.
That orange.
45 yams. Not the yam.
45.
Did you see his ass finally wore a mask today when he was visiting the fort
his
plant?
His ass should have been had the corona. His ass should have been had the corona.
Man. I don't know. I never said out loud.
And he's just popping hydroxychloroquine like his foot tax. Shit. What the hell?
I don't think he's taking that hydrochlorocine that he say he's
taking. His teeth.
He ain't taking that.
I don't know why he's not following his own recipe and washing them down with disinfectant.
I know.
He wants you fools to take it so y'all die and don't vote against him. But he don't understand. It's his fools, that's Republicans that's following him, is the ones that's taking it. So you kill them off so they won't be here to vote. That's what you do.
I agree. I agree. I think they should all follow his lead.
Yeah, I'll drink the juice.
Jim Jones.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Go ahead. Drink Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid got you on in Grenada over there, and y'all all died on a mass grave by yourselves because you drunk the Kool-Aid.
I'm just waiting on the day. I'm just waiting on the day. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. Don't tell them nothing. Let them do it. Go, y'all. Y'all go. Right.
Please do us a favor.
You can meet them soon.
We can transition right on into this orange fool talking about Obamagate, because that's his favorite thing in the whole wide world right now is Obamagate.
Oh yeah, anything goes wrong, Obama did it.
Obamagate. And so I had to try to figure out what really was the thing. And this was a great way for people that didn't understand what Obamagate really is. Shorthand, it's saying that senior members of the administration of President Barack Obama made efforts to cripple President Trump's ability to govern via unconstitutional methods through the transition and even into the first 3 years of his term. So what he is saying is that basically Obama left him screwed for the first 3 years. And Brandon, you got something on that one. I see it. I see it coming.
Yes, man. I'm going to just be all right.
Oh, no. Go on and tell it.
He can suck my ass through a coffee straw and blow his motherfucking brains out. That's all I care about.
Tell us how you really feel. Yeah.
Let's get him off the docket. Let it get him off the docket. Let's move on to the next case.
Well, we have some people that really believe that there is such thing as Obamagate, and I'm sorry. At some point, you have to take responsibility for your actions, and you've been in office 3 years, so you can't keep blaming this man for something less. You've been here 3 years.
Unbelievable. 3 years.
Honestly, where is the Ayala Van Zant in the world to like take
his love it?
Because that's all we need is a good Ayala Van Zant reading, like of Trump. Just go face to face, and I'm talking about gut his ass. Like, I have the words, bitch. I'll give it to you. I've been thinking about him since he got president. Oh. Like, I need a book, chapter, and verse on how to take that bitch down.
He made it 3 long years.
Three long years.
Bill Clinton, because he got his dick sucked and came on a woman's skirt and got kicked out. And this motherfucking grabbing on pussies and all that kind of shit. And it's a motherfucking racist. And he's been there for 3 fucking years.
Three.
What? Well, honey, if people don't vote, he going to be back again.
Oh, God. I'm moving to Alaska. I can't tell.
Power is a motherfucker because the power is the greatest sum of weakness, honey. Like, it really is. Like these motherfuckers
don't vote.
Don't have nothing else no other acclamations, no other skill set other than having some power for sucking the right dick, washing the right hand, saying the right yes words, and nodding to the right motherfucking cues. Like, these people are a bunch of nobodies who want to be somebody in their life, and they didn't want to make the fucking effort to make it on their own feet. That's who the motherfuckers were in charge, and who's pulling the motherfucking right. strings is a white man who couldn't measure up in his daddy's eyes. And so he decided he wanted a white pony. So his white pony was the motherfucking United States, and he's been riding our motherfucking backs this whole entire time to be entertained and to be showered with attention and love, right. and for every day he wakes up, he can say, "See, Daddy, see, I can be something. I can be somebody." This is big campaign to fuck you to his father for being right about him, that he's a nobody. Fuck up,
and he always told me that. So,
like, his daddy knew that from the jump. That's the reason why his daddy treated him the way he treated him, and that's why he only got $1 million and not a couple $1 million, because his daddy said, "Here's some money, go play."
Well,
like if you know how rich mother, like, I, that's one thing I learned out of prostitution is how rich motherfuckers do some sadistic shit, and like you know, y'all think, oh, he gave his son $1 million, and like, this motherfucker's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
If you believe in your believe in something, bitch, you put some money on it. $1 million ain't shit but tax money.
Number tax money.
I was like, $1 million to his fucking son was like, go play in the street.
And that's what it was.
That's what that is.
So
y'all get my DMs. I'll tell you how rich motherfuckers work.
Y'all get over Obamagate, because it ain't real. It's fake. I don't
leave Obama alone.
Like, y'all just mad.
And the sad part is, we need to tell this dumb man to leave him alone, because Obama has moved on. He out by the beach. He out by the water. He do.
Guess what?
But y'all gave that poor man gray hair. Y'all gave my poor Obama all that gray hair, but he still here. But y'all wore his ass out.
But you know what?
So let him and Michelle be on that goddamn beach drinking a pina colada and be happy. You fucking yell.
But you know what? But you know what? Trump will now and forever be Trump and all of his minions. If you notice, they are now and will forever be afraid of one person and one person only, Miss Michelle Obama.
That's who it is.
Because if you notice, they don't say boo about her. I never seen on Fox News, no NPR, none of them stations. They don't say, like, Michelle Obama just got a new Netflix out and it's doing gangbusters. They ain't say shit about it. No,
well, isn't Michelle black?
Huh?
Ain't she black?
She sure is.
Okay, you don't talk about
it. Michelle said, catch these.
There you go. Say that one more game.
You don't talk about a black woman. She right. will pull up and shut it all down.
All the way down.
A woman that read children books to the children. Don't understand. She's pulling up.
She can read him on his level. She can read him right on the
level. She will give you book, chapter, and verse and let you and read you to your grave.
Shit, they got bags made out of Obama.
Like, she is the Oprah of politics, bitch. She walks... and water just parts.
And that's what it does. So our last thing in Hot Topics, and I thought this would be a good hot topic because, I mean, it's a sad situation, but it's once again that you have to choose wisely when you're choosing a mate and you have children. So this young lady started dating this man, and she had children. And she moved this new boyfriend into her house. And then when she realized that it was not going to work out, and she told him that he needed to go, he shot and killed her, one of her children. And ladies, this is what I'm saying to you. We see this all the time, that you have got to get better. Stop just wanting a man. And I know it's hard, because if people want to lay up next to triceps and biceps at nighttime, I know you get tired of rolling over and there's nobody there. But you got to think that sometimes it's just too good to be true. And you moved this man into your house and you had a 12-year-old and you had girls. That's too young to move some man that you are classifying as a boyfriend into your house. That's too young. And now your children are left here. You're gone. And this fool came back and shot you because you was trying to move on.
How old were they? Were they young?
So, yes. He killed the 12-year-old. So she jumped on his back while he was fighting the mother, and he shot and killed her.
How was the mama? How old was the mama?
The mother is, I don't know if I saw the where it said how old she was.
Or the daddy.
Well, he's not the daddy. He was just a boyfriend.
He was the boyfriend.
He was a boyfriend. No, he's not the daddy.
He just the boyfriend?
He was 37. He in turn killed himself. You know, he killed himself because, and that's what I'm saying, you shouldn't get the chance to kill yourself. After you've done this, I just want your ass to rot in jail.
Just rot in jail. See, I would just see, that's crazy because I was just having this conversation with my mom today. And see, I watched the first 48 and all that kind of shit. So this remind me of this dude came to his girlfriend's house and shot her baby daddy because he was over at the house and shot her and the kid. It's like, if I can't have you, then nobody can have you. So I'm about to kill you, and I'm going to shoot myself, so fuck you. And then, two, these day and ages, it's all about, it ain't about a relationship, you know, right now. It ain't about this. Who can I have? Mm-hmm. And then, that is fucking crazy. That is fucking dumb and stupid. That's how most of these people lose their lives, because of ignorant stuff, because of the flesh. Now, I thank God for things that I've done that he gave me mercy, but it's just getting out of hand. I don't know.
He gave you grace and mercy. He gave you favor. Grace and mercy. Favor. He gave you favor.
God blocked it.
Brand new favor.
He gave you God blocked favor. It.
But I don't know. I don't know. Like this man, he shot up his whole fucking family. I was seeing on Demaria Jones on YouTube, his commentary shit. This dude shot up his whole fucking family, five people and himself.
So that's what I'm saying. You have to, when you're out there dating, you need to ask some real questions. But females, let me say this too. Stop moving men into your house when you have a bunch of girls, when you're raising girls. What are you showing your children? That it's all right for you to move some man and that you ain't married, that you ain't engaged to, that it's all right for them to move into the house and you don't know him long enough. He's a boyfriend. And at this point, I hate to say this, you shouldn't even be worried about a man at this point. You should be worried about raising your children. When you have this many girls, that should have been your main focus.
It's the dick.
Child, ain't that much dick in the world.
Ain't
that much. He must be in the pussy right, fucking her in the asshole right, in the mouth right, in the pussy right, in the air, in the armpit right. I don't know.
When you look,
but these girls are crazy. And then they don't even give a damn too. As long as they don't even care if they the side chick. As long as they the main one.
Child.
And to your man is fucking another man while he fucking these other bitches too and coming home back to you.
And it's so sad.
Let's get it all together.
It's sad. I mean, I don't know, when are we going to have this conversation to start talking to these women to say, stop letting these men get you in situations. And because you have low self-esteem, the first thing he said, oh, baby, you cute. Oh, baby, you pretty. Oh, yeah, I can do this for you. I can do that
for
you.
I love you, baby. You know I love you, right? I love you.
But your love.
You're going to fix me them tacos.
Your love kills me when I say I don't want to see you no more. So I'm going to shoot you, and I'm coming after you, and I got to put my hands on you because that's what love is. Love means I'm hitting you. I got to bunch you in your face and punch you in your eye and do all of that.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know when we get to that point, though. When did we get to the point where you have to demean yourself to be with the man?
Because it's the dick.
Because you want to try, you want triceps and biceps.
Half the time, he don't get hard. So what?
It's the mouth. It's whatever. First of all, it's something that's keeping this girl and keeping this girl with this trifling ass nigga. Say, for instance, for the gay boys too, the gay men as well. If you with a trifling ass fucking dude, why in the fuck are you still with the fucking nigga? And you know he trifling and whatever. Why put yourself through that fucking heartache? Why put yourself getting beat up by a nigga? Why put yourself up, you going to the club and your nigga slap you at the fucking bar? Ooh. All that kind of shit. Why?
Oh my, does that happen?
Guys, dickmatized.
Does that happen?
That's why I'm saying it's the dick, and I'll be down. I wish you would put your hands on me.
I didn't know that happened.
I wish you would.
But I guess it does. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be at the bar and you slap me.
I mean, domestic abuse happens in all relationships.
It do. And I was a part of a domestic relationship to the point that I moved to Virginia with somebody I thought I loved and married to Virginia. When I got to Virginia, this nigga turned a 360. He was an alcoholic and everything. I didn't have no family. This nigga beat my ass. He tried to beat my ass the first day we moved up there. Then I had to fight him back. What gave me the last straw when this nigga had a knife under his pillow and said he was going to kill me. And I'm in Virginia. And so I had to get up out of there, and I was in a fucking like a shelter for a whole month before I came back to California. So yeah, It ain't even worth it.
So y'all know I'm going to stab him when we get off the show, right? Y'all know he going to get stabbed because I didn't know this. I'm going to...
Well, I just had to let my truth be told because that's a real fucking place that I had dealt with. You know, that's a real fucking place. No fucking family in Virginia. I'm by myself, and this nigga has a knife and told me when I went to sleep he was going to kill me. So the next day, I didn't tell my mama none of this. So I called my mama the next day and told my mama I had to get out of here. She said something was going on. She told me to call 611.
Uh-oh. We lost his audio.
He's on mute.
It was crazy. He muted us, baby.
He muted us.
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. I had a call coming through, but it was crazy. So... Yeah, it's a very touchy subject for me because I never went through that.
You see people's glory, but you don't know their story.
That's it. So, and y'all know Fernando tells y'all all the time. Fernando has a story. He tells y'all all the time. So I don't know what we can convey. And so I guess I just can't say it as women no more. We have to convey it to them, to everybody now.
Everybody.
You just can't be with just because he cute or just because he told you you cute or he played on your emotion. You've got to be stronger because death could be the final option.
I was trying to process what I was going to say about this because like you, Brandon, I was part of domestic abuse, but it was verbal. It never got physical with me, except through my prostitution days, where that was true. But my aunt actually was murdered because of domestic violence. She, her boyfriend shot and killed her in the face. And so she left behind her son and daughter, my cousins. And what I understand from my experiences and that experience in of itself is that we, when we're in it, we can't see those logics, that rational voice that says, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing this? Get the hell out of here. You saw the side effects at the beginning and you ignored them. But at the same time, I think that I'm just speculating only from my perspective, is that there's an aspect where we learned that behavior was okay by our teachings or lack thereof. And sometimes that it bear faults on who parents us. Doesn't mean, and when I say that specifically in the way that, you know, that not everyone has a mother and father. and not, and sometimes you have one mother or just a father or just a grandmother, you know, so when I say your teachings, you know, failed you, is that somewhere somebody that seen something didn't say something. Someone, when you, as a child, when you were experiencing something and you were showing how that experience affected you and someone saw something, they said nothing. So your teachings was the absence of what you needed to get that nourishment that led you up to the moment that you made a decision that you made that put you in that space. And so I never want to look at people and victimize them to say that I'm, you know, it's their fault in any way, because it, and for me, it was the absence of what I knew. Like my first point of abuse was psychological, and it was because the absence of me finding value in myself. So I've tried to find it in others, and I looked for validation and wanted to be wanted and desired because I didn't want to desire myself. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I tell people to do is to know thyself, be true. You know, the more you understand yourself, the more you understand what you will and won't put up in your life, and have a clear picture as to what you want for yourself. So the best defense you can have for yourself is to know yourself implicitly. Like call yourself to the carpet. Know your own triggers. Don't let no man or no woman or anybody be your trigger man.
Right.
Like you need to be in control of you and how you show up in the world at all times. So when you know something is not right, you know how to get the fuck out way before it gets to a place where you can't. You know, because I know the me back then would never be okay with the person that I am now. The person I am now, I'm like, try me today. Try that shit today. Like you, it's not gonna happen. As a matter of fact, you better be motherfucking lucky I don't come for you. Because bitch, if you come for me, bitch, you better make sure you knock me down, I never get up. Because if I get up, it will be a lesson that you will never forget. It will be the lesson of your days of your life. Put your hand on me.
You say one of us is going down.
And we'll not get the fuck up. And if you do, bitch, you remember that every moment you have to get up again.
I know that's right.
And I guess I feel sorry for that because when I was younger, I saw my cousins go through this and they dated men that just were no good. So, you know, I would think you would want to have peace in your life. I would think
not everybody, they don't know what it looks like. People, when you're not taught what peace is to you or what it means to you or what does peace look like for you, then how do you create it? How do you put that into some people?
Well, let me show some of y'all what peace is. Like, the ability to roll over and not have somebody talking crazy to you. Let's start there. You can roll over.
Yeah, because when the motherfucker is crazy, bitch, you better step out like Tina Turner.
That part. In the back of that limo.
Yep.
In the back.
Mm-hmm. Be to the one. Ooh, Lord, yeah. No.
Honey,
let me check your phone. Where are you going? How long you taking you to be home? Where you been?
Before you give him the gift, look, I tell every woman and every man, before you give that motherfucker the chance to go to jail to get his prison body, bitch, get your prison body and whip that ass.
Thinks
about picking up his motherfucking hand, break it.
Bam!
He wakes up, he gonna look at that broken hand and not to touch your hand, and not to touch you ever again.
Bam! You keep you...
That part. And all that part. And then we break it up, motherfucker, because now I don't trust shit on you. Because now I'm not worried about you killing me. I'm worried about me killing you.
Yep. It's over now.
It's over now. It's done. You bye. Peace the fuck out.
Well.
And it's over now.
I learned from my grandmother, y'all. My grandmother whipped my grandfather's ass for calling her a bitch.
That's old school, baby.
Yeah, he was like, she cut up his clothes. He didn't come back to the house for a week. He was so.
That's sweet. These millennials. Because in the back in the day, when you called a woman a bitch, you got an ass beat down. But now everybody a bitch. You bitch this, bitch
this that. Was in the 90s, too. My grandmother had all them gold rings on, too. Because, you know, gold rings was a thing in the 90s.
Because, baby, bitch was fighting with
her. Yeah, all the rings on every finger. Every finger. Every finger.
Bitch was fighting with her.
She had all that Home Shopper Network jury.
Oh, did you just call your grandmother out? Like, I can't.
With the diamond on the pinky finger.
Yes!
Grandma, that wasn't us. That was your child. That was your grandchild that said that. That wasn't us.
And you know what? He'll tell you that story today, too. Say, I never call her that again. Never, never, never. Said, not my girl, not my lady.
Lord. So, I don't know. Just think hard and long, ladies and men. Before you get into these relationships, think hard and long.
Your best friend is you first. Okay?
Because it's the only thing that's going to happen. Either you're going to be behind bars or dead. Or he's going
to
be dead.
You have to look yourself in the mirror and say, I love me more.
Or I'm going to see you in 48 hours. You know?
No.
I would love to see your case.
With y'all, I don't know. So, I'm done with y'all.
So Wendy may talk about you.
So our discussion tonight is it's an old one. We're going back in time, but I think it's very pertinent for what we're going through right now. And basically, I just said, are we taking advantage of our teachers? And you guys know that with the coronavirus, every district is running around here. They're trying to get this, the orange man is trying to get everybody to go back to school. They're trying to get some schools have started back. And we have a nationwide shortage of school teachers. We have classrooms that have 35 kids in them and some that have more than that with one teacher. We have counselors coming out teaching classes because they don't have enough teachers to make it through the doggone day. And now you want to put them in a situation to rush back into the classroom. And I understand that the kids need the education. I get that because our government has failed our education.
That's not what it's about.
Oh yeah, it's not about it. So I just like, are we really dropping the ball and taking advantage of these teachers and putting them in this situation where they could get the risk of getting the virus and then taking it home to their own family?
Of course.
Like for the government, it's like the teachers are the means to an end. Like as long as they make any money from the cafeteria food companies who lobby the fuck out of the Republicans. That's why kids still got shitty ass food in their lunchrooms. You know, I'm pretty sure half of them was like, Mr. Trump, reopen schools so we can get rid of some of this food supply that's sitting there going old. You know, Mr. Trump, our sports clubs. You know, our sports supplies stores need to be reopened and whatnot. So, Mr. Trump, reopen schools back so sports can be reopened again. This had shit to do with education. This was about the money that's made from education.
Yeah.
Let's get that together, okay? These teachers are a means to an end. They're on the last of the fucking list. The last thing they're worried about is some kids' education. Because if that was the case, they wouldn't have been doing none of this. And they've been doing a whole lot of different stuff a long time ago.
I thought they were doing homeschool, though, with the free laptops that they gave the people,
students. Nah, bitch. This is what happens when people get so fucking entitled. And they're like, we don't like this. We don't like this. We old school. I said, see, you keep complaining. You're gonna give a good argument for Trump making y'all go back to the fucking classroom and get the corona, and y'all retirement package is not gonna be for you to enjoy no more because you'll be dead. Because Bob, he doesn't give a fucks about you.
He does.
Learn that Zoom and get a laptop.
Bitch, you better learn that Zoom and get a free laptop.
They really, but I mean, they really didn't. They didn't really think this thing out as far as these teachers are concerned. I have about four of my play aunts that have come out of retirement to go back to teaching because they. Yep,
I know two of my friends did that too. Came out of retirement to go back to teaching too. That's a damn fucking shame.
Right.
It's a shame.
Right.
Do you know my science teacher? From high school, she's out of retirement teaching right now. She's been teaching so long. She taught my mama. That's how long she's been teaching. She taught my mama, my aunt, me, my uncle, both our uncles. Ain't that a bitch? And she out of retirement in the damn corona in Louisiana.
But the sad part is, we want these teachers to go back, but we're not even offering them combat pay. You're putting them in the middle of a war, and you're not even giving them combat pay.
No, right.
Again, it never was about the teachers. Never has been. Like, because teachers is, because you know what? Let's be real honest, y'all. Like the way government looks because everything in the government is painted in the picture of a man. So men looked at teachers as being a woman's thing. So they really didn't put no fucking priority of supporting it. It was just something to do for the ladies to do to get the fuck out the way. So go be a teacher and teach our generations and whatnot, but they really didn't fucking support it. They said, we'll teach you when you get in the real world. That's how this kind of government has supported teachers. It's like, yeah, it's a woman's thing. And it's just, I think it just went down here from there. Like that's where the jumping off point was. And that's where it's always been. The disrespect of teachers is like, oh, it's a woman's thing. And shit, it was already.
Yeah, woman, hear me roar.
I was like, bitch. I was like, y'all know what? I would have been playing the long game. I would have been playing the motherfucking long game. You know who I would have had as a teacher?
I can't. My grandma said, baby, the Bible is really fulfilling itself, baby. Just live right.
Let me tell you. You know
one way. I'm just standing on grandma's promises because this is a crazy mess.
Like, you know how you want to correct the education system? Start hiring old escorts and prostitutes as teachers and see how shit changed. The moment some rich ass motherfucker see his son's teacher as his old hooker, this bitch gonna get scared. Everything she asks for, he gonna make sure this bitch gets it. Like, oh, you want that to go through registration? Okay, all right. Like, you still remember what we did at the hotel in 66? Okay. You still remember that, huh? Oh, yeah. You still remember that. Shit.
And my thing is...
Don't tell my wife.
It's so sad. Lord. It really is.
Don't tell my boyfriend.
Well, I'm telling you, I will play the motherfucking long game, bitch. Every day I would look at that motherfucking man and was like, hi, Mr. Peterson.
Oh, God.
I still live over there by Motel 6. Walking away. Your son's doing amazing. He's doing amazing. He's doing great. Your daughter, too.
I can't.
She talks to me all the time. Yeah.
So what are some options? So what?
We have a petition for teachers to get raises.
But what are we gonna do now? What are some suggestions to help the teachers? Let's talk about
blackmail.
Blackmail.
Don't go.
Blackmail. Teachers, stop getting caught on the gram sucking dick and catch the husband sucking dick. And
oh, see- Lord. There's got to be a way that we could talk about. Let's start with voting. Let's start with getting some legislation out there that says teachers get paid more money, and then we can get the teachers to put more into it.
You got to play a
dirty game.
Don't what?
You got to play a dirty game with this, man. Like I'm saying.
If they don't go, so listen, you two, if they don't go, they don't get paid.
Right. That's what I was about to say.
So we can't say don't go.
You can't get unemployment.
Yeah, that's what I get that unemployment.
We can't get it.
I mean, the only ones that's really benefiting from it is like I told you, the few aunties that I have that was retired, they're getting their retirement and they're getting paid for being a teacher.
Right.
That's the only benefit they get. But as far as if they're still on the clock, they ain't getting jack if they don't go to work or if they don't even clock in. you know.
Your district goes back to work. You have to go. You cannot turn down a job. And they can call unemployment and say that you cannot get unemployment. So you have to feed your family. So what do we do now?
I don't know, because if I was in that situation, I'm setting the building on fire. I don't know. So leave, count me out.
Lord, he
said. And also, here's another, I mean, here's another fucked up thing about this. Do you know they're forcing them to work summer school?
See, that's the thing is, count me out, because I'm setting the fucking schools on fire.
Look,
count me out.
I'm telling you guys. Look,
the principal, the school district, the school board, everybody else. Fuck no. I'm not going.
The United States education system is ran by Kim Jong-un. Look, y'all got to play a dirty-ass game for some dirty-ass people who's done a shit job at educating America because they don't support the right people.
What does Korea have to do with anything? Korea?
No,
that's Korea. No,
I'm saying it's a fucking dictatorship. Like, it's like,
oh,
it's to up your battle no matter what you do, no matter how much you fucking try, because everybody in fucking America knows that teachers are the most underserved people in the fucking nation. They educate a fucking nation generations. Like, they are the front lines of your child being whoever the fuck they're going to be for the rest of their life. And you mean to tell me that you can't support them? What, like,
it needs so to bring back
reading. Said, it's way beyond. And like, this is some sick, sadistic ass hand washing backdoor shit that until you break that wall down, ain't none of this shit gonna come together.
Go ahead, Fernando. Speak your mind.
I'm just telling you. Like, I know too much being an old prostitute. Like, knowing back in the day when I was escorting and all that shit, and how those white dudes was saying that bullshit, they didn't give a fuck about nobody. They were like, shit, I will wipe my ass with teachers' tears. Next.
But
hell yeah.
We have to come and start saying what's going to help. We have to break the mold. Somebody has to step up. We all just can't sit back and say, let the next person do it. We all can do it.
I'm just saying that we have to, like, in order for us to exact change, we have to be in a position that we can leverage something to create the change that we desire. Because, like I said before, this is too much of a known for it to be this difficult to change things. I'm like, it's virtually in fucking humane.
But wait. Brandon, are you all right over there? Did the weed got you choking over there? Is that what?
Yeah, the weed got me choking.
I hear you coughing.
I didn't have time to put it on mute. I'm sorry. I am so sorry, and it's on recording too.
Out over there.
Sorry, people that's listening to the podcast.
I didn't want you to pass out over there because you was really choking there for a minute. I was like, wait a minute, we got to call 911 in the middle of the podcast. It would be a first. It'd be a first.
I'm fine.
Okay,
I'm fine. This is all live.
That's all I have to say on my soapbox.
Like, look, you just say, see, if you do puff puff pass, you might make it. You can make it through the show. You gotta do puff puff fast.
But it's the corona. Nobody ain't passing shit.
Baby, ain't nobody passing ain't nothing because nobody hitting this blunt. Nobody. Look,
ain't nobody there with him, so he's puff puff passing to the imaginary person. So he takes less puffs in his house. Puff puff pass to the imaginary Fred sitting next to you.
Do you know how to
puff the magic works? Dragon?
If you have a commentary for puff puff pass when you by yourself, you puff puff and pass and be like, oh, for me, don't matter if I do.
I love smoking by myself. It's the best thing on earth. Smoking by myself is the best thing on earth.
Sure, dude.
You smoke by yourself. I can't do it by myself. What?
Baby, Lamont, I don't think we're gonna ever help these teachers because they puff, we can't with them.
Look, I think that
give me one good starting solution.
Like, I honestly, I know that teachers have, you know, teachers are the architects of how America is shaped, and they have a clear understanding about what they want and need. And the problem is that they're not supported in getting their wants and needs met. And at its core is their well-being, both financially and medically, and that is something that's beyond an overnight solution. I think it's beyond what teachers can do, because I think teachers have gotten it very clear. They have done a lot they have probably written so, like, you're talking about people who write syllabus and fucking lesson plans on a regular basis, and you mean to tell me they haven't once set together and build a plan on how to get what they need and build an infrastructure that's going to be better for them? I'm pretty sure they did.
So what do we do? What's one solution that we can do?
I think that what we do need to do is that we do need to start, talking to people who have the power to actually exact and influence change. So I think that when we have celebrities and whatnot talking about our children or our future, I think we need to employ and empower them to go and make change on our behalf, because they have power to actually move a needle. And say, you know what, instead of me being on the gram talking about me, myself, and I, how about I pass the mic to this teacher who has a plan for how we can get some things together? So I think that's where we can start at, because again, like, we all are even together have not been a big enough microphone to change anything. I think that it's going to take something bigger than us, like some PR, some PR consequences for a politician or something like that. Or like, if we can't blackmail the motherfucker, at least make it hard for them to fucking kowtow to what they would do to satisfy for whoever lobbies with them and whoever they take money from. So instead of us being cancel culture, how about we play the long game and start learning what they need and what their wants are, and making them do a dance for what they want, which is our votes and our support. I think that we have to play a longer game to get what we want, and sometimes that longer game doesn't necessarily mean the.
But I mean, what is their union doing? Do we know anything as far as what the
teachers? They get paid by the same lobbyist.
I mean, they've been paying into the union all these years. Is their union doing anything?
Baby, them unions don't get the union websites built for free.
And ordering pizza.
Yep, because I guarantee you, they have shook hands with some strange ass people to get the money to build their websites, their portals, get their laptops, and their uniforms. And when they get the protest for shit, they can instead of going out there themselves, they hire contractors like the construction union people do. They don't even have real union people. They just fucking show up with contractors with the uniform on.
Okay, so but this, like I say, what do we do? What do we do? How do we make our voice say we're here to help the teachers instead of we taking advantage? Because a lot of people, they use school as a daycare system just to get rid of their kids, and we put it all on the teachers at the end of the day. So what do we do? How do we get out here and start fighting for the teacher? In California, in 2017 and 2018 school year, the national average salary for a starting teacher was $39,000. That don't cut here in California when anything below, I think it was $106,000 or $107,000, was below poverty.
How about you start leveling some of that cancel culture power and start doing some research on the people who do drive the bus behind, no pun intended, who drives the bus behind a machine? And you start looking at these corporations like the food service corporations who actually determine the health of your children. If you've ever seen the Jimmy Oliver show where he was like a food revolution, where he was going to schools and teaching the faculty how to build healthier foods, and the unions were shutting him down and actually locked him out and called the police on him, kicked them out of schools because they didn't want their kids to actually eat better, because it's not good politics. So I think that how about we start doing research about the people who do that and say, go on your social medias and say, here's who's feeding your children's badass food. Here's the people who make desks for the schools that they can't afford nothing else but a desk. Here's the manufacturers who have the highest price points on your children's books, why they can't afford new books. Here's the motherfuckers who sit here and charge highest prices to fix your damn floors. Here's the highest janitorial fees the schools have to pay just to keep the floors clean. Like, how about we start talking about stuff like that? Like, start really enacting, like, what are some of the small everyday things that's breaking down in our children's lives? That's not
this is a lot. Oh God. This is a lot.
It's a fucking lot. So how about we do, that's what we can do to do what we can. We can fucking do that. We can do that. Honey, we good for being cancel culture. We good at being some keyboard bullies.
Well, we ain't just to cancel the teachers. That's what we
about. I ain't saying cancel the teachers. I'm talking about these food corporations who feed our children, who feed them bad shit. The book companies who's overcharging on books where kids don't even have up-to-date books who have pictures of black people on it in there. Like, how about, you know, and teachers got to buy books out of their own pockets and supplies. The supply companies that are the school supply companies who are charging arm and a leg for supplies for y'all for fucking school. And it's like, that's what I'm talking about. That's for the people who have power to exact change, because they can get discounts and donate some shit and help a motherfucker out, but they don't. You know why they don't? Because we don't say shit about it, because we're not thinking about it. We so busy being cancel culture to Nike and everybody else that we, that didn't sell us some tennis shoes that we ain't want. I'm like,
oh God.
This is who you should be talking about.
Well, we gonna come up with some stuff.
Well, I'm telling you what to come up with, because I was like, everybody
wants to come up with some other stuff too.
Everybody wants to be a motherfucking Martin Luther King on this, but
you got some good suggestions.
We just gotta think about how we can do things on a small level, small, minuscule, click, click, click level. Because
I believe the children are our future.
Because I'm telling you,
let them lead the way.
Let them lead the way.
I'm telling you, ain't nobody got no time.
I believe the children are our future.
Keyword: teach them.
Teach them and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Well, we're gonna pray for our teachers.
Look, all I'm saying is, if social media could turn a nobody into somebody, they can damn for sure get the schools together. Okay, if we can turn a fucking nobody into a fucking celebrity,
we gonna get behind.
I kind of miss school though. I miss that pizza. Remember that pizza in middle school?
The coffee cake. Damn the pizza, the coffee cake.
Yeah.
Oh no, the milk chocolate.
I was like, ooh, we coming up. We got push-ups, we got Minute Maid slushies for dessert now. That was the fucking day.
And the funny thing is, talking about cooking in the middle of Corona, do you know they have that recipe for coffee cake on YouTube?
Shut up. Do they?
They do.
Wow.
I saved it, but I haven't had a chance to make it yet. They sure do.
Yeah, but nobody can make that fucked up ass pizza. That pizza, I ain't never seen a pizza where the cheese was all.
That pizza was fucking good, though. That pizza was delicious. I don't care. That was the best middle school pizza ever.
It was some good ass pizza.
And their spaghetti with some milk. Oh, my God.
And them little tater tots.
That's some tater tots.
The tater tots.
Tater tots, yes. You know how excited I was when we got brown bag lunch? That was the healthiest food we ever ate.
So hopefully our teachers will get taken care of properly real soon.
Guys,
we'll take advantage of them.
Like, while you're sharing our podcast, just go back and just do a little research on just some little things that you can do. Like, why are you sitting here hashtagging and sharing and tagging people? Tag some teachers. Tag some schools. Doing your schools dirty. You know, go back to your old school that you used to stomp and clap at the pep rally. And look what they're doing to your they're doing to you and your school, the school that you used to go and doing hopscotch in front of and do all the crazy shit that you wish you could do now. But you're wrong now, and so
I don't know. So there's some solutions out there. We y'all put some solutions out there. What y'all think? We'll put a story up on our Instagram. You guys hit up there, respond on our Facebook, because we want to hear what your thoughts are, and because we really have to work on doing something for our teachers. It's really time out for playing around, because when they come back and they're forcing these people to go back to school and this second wave hits, we're going to lose some teachers. We're going to lose
sure
some
is. Teachers.
I'm telling you, start calling
We don't
them
have
out.
None no. to lose right now. We don't have nobody right. to lose.
Hell, call Cardi B and have her ass to start calling out some of these companies who's fucking up, doing some fucked up shit with schools. Let that bitch pop off. Like,
well, there are some good companies out there.
Do something about it. Huh?
There are some good companies out there, and there are some good people out there. That's so we're going to give a shout research. Out as we head on out. That's why I
said do your research. Because it's like, you know, again, this is bigger than teachers just not coming together and coming up with a plan. This is teachers not being supported. Like they got a plan. Just like these motherfuckers, it's just like, we ain't giving these bitches nothing.
Well, we got a plan. We're going to get on out of here. And as we get on out of here, we're going to give a shout out to Magic Johnson, who is giving $100 million in loans to minority-owned businesses left out of the PPP loans. Yep. So,
can I have one?
I know, right? I got an LLC on my life.
Can I have one?
Save the Black Man Foundation.
You get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Okay,
yeah. We're going to give it to y'all. And y'all going to be just like the guy on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta who got the $2 million and went and bought the Bentley.
And spent it on a damn Rolls Royce and bullshit.
I would never do that. Y'all would never.
The one that went to jail.
Y'all going to be sitting in jail, right?
You would never see Fernando do that. You would see Fernando launch his company.
No, thanks. I can't do nothing
about bars. No, $2 million would be to launch my company. And then 3 years later, you'd be seeing Fernando being unbothered and highly paid.
Oh, I came with y'all.
My fucking bidet would shoot champagne, bitch. Like, how your booty tastes?
Oh, like you. Champagne? That's classy.
my booty tastes
Choose your poison.
Oh my God, we praying.
Like, bitch, like, when he say how that booty work, I say, like, champagne, bitch.
Pain. Like tequila. How like Henny. Like Jameson.
So, yeah. Y'all know what to do. Y'all share the podcast. Thank you for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you, Brandon, for coming on the show.
Yay! Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy being on this show. Yes. I had fun. Yeah.
Freaking amazing. We appreciate you. You guys learned a lot about Brandon tonight. He told y'all a lot. Y'all, for a first timer, he became a virgin. We de-virginized him so unfast.
And thank you for being transparent, Brandon.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Transparent. I'm real. Yeah. I love good people. I love the energy.
24/7. So y'all know what to do. Share the podcast. Make sure y'all give us a 5 on Apple. We love 5s. 5s are wonderful. And make sure you not follow our Instagram. Follow our Instagram page, The Fellas Point of View. We want to
stalk it, bitch.
Hit it there. Run there now. Fellas Point of View. There's so much on the page that you can
see. I'll put some new pictures up there.
Oh, Lord. We in trouble. So we'll see you guys next week. We love you. Thank you for listening. We out.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.